Father, we thank and praise you, Lord. Thank you for the Bible. It's so beautiful that people have taken time to write down all the things, and we have something to look on to, because we weren't here during those days. Boy, it would have been a blessing to be here and to walk with you in person. But we know that the ministry that you finally took upon, restoring people to you, and thank you for doing what you did, that we too can have a friend in Jesus. A friend that gave up his life so that we may live. Such a wonderful, wonderful blessing. And we thank you for that this morning, Lord. And Father, we know that it's a simple relationship. It's a covenant relationship that you made with us. And all we got to do is accept your invitation. Come unto me, all who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. If you have never accepted Christ into your life, take a moment. Somewhere, somehow. Don't have to be here. Don't have to come to the altar. It's a personal choice between you and God. And if you never make it, just say, God, if you're everything they say you are, I want that peace that passes all understanding. Come into my life and be Lord over it. Now, you might get thundering lightning. You might not get nothing. But that little bit of planting that seed into your life will grow. Oh, there's some pruning that takes place, but the abundance will come in Jesus' name. Thank you for being here this morning. Thank you for being a part of Bethel. And go now and plant some seeds into the kingdom of God in Jesus' name. Amen.